little bit. Praise God. And if I do, we're just going to let the Lord have His way. Is that all right with you tonight? Amen. Is that all right to just let go and let God just have His way in the house tonight? Amen. Is this not God's house? If you think this is your house, would you please just get right up and walk out the door? Amen. And I hate to be rude or anything, but I don't own this house. You don't own this house. This is God's house. Amen. That means you can come and put your feet under His table tonight. Amen. Because of the I Am. Hallelujah. And you can worship and you can praise Him and you can rejoice in Him. Red, yellow, black, and white. They're all precious in His sight. Jesus loves all the little children of the world. Hallelujah. And that blesses my heart. Hallelujah. They're going to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. There's going to be a number that no man can number. Hallelujah. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place when we get there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be His holy name. I know preachers know, and I just know a little bit because of things that I've done in the past. Sometimes you come across something and you just can't get away from it. Amen. You just got to stick with that thing. Hallelujah. You may try to go in a different direction, but the Lord brings you right back to that direction. Because there's a reason, there's a purpose for everything under the sun tonight. Amen. It's probably in the providence of God that I'm standing here tonight. Amen. Because somebody needs to hear what thus saith the Word of God. Hallelujah. Not what thus saith Brother Anthony, but it's what thus saith the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's God's Word tonight. Can you say amen in the house tonight? Hallelujah. Don't get quiet on me because I get nervous. Amen. When I get nervous, amen. And I just preach a little louder. Praise God. I just want to use for a springboard tonight the words in Psalms 118 and 8. I know most of you can quote that by heart, but that's just only going to be a springboard tonight. Psalms 118 and 8, and it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. That's what it says. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Hallelujah. You know why he said that? Because man will fail you. Amen. The arm of man will fail you. But I want to tell you something tonight, that the arm of God will not fail you. Hallelujah. Brother Norman, he's been good to you down through the years. Amen. Brother Jim, Sister Ruth, God's been good to you all down through the years. Amen. And you can testify to that tonight, because God is who He is and He cannot fail. Hallelujah. And it's better to put your confidence in Him and to put it in man. Hallelujah to His name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He loved the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So use it for a springboard tonight. I just want to use for a little subject and preach for a little while as the Lord helps us along this line. My confidence is in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. I stand on no other foundation tonight other than Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. I don't stand on the print. I don't stand on the doctrine of His church. I don't stand on anything other than what's in the Word of God tonight. Amen. I'm glad that our doctrine that measures up to this book tonight. I'm glad it's in the book. But hallelujah. But I want you to know it's not the Pentecostal holiness doctrine tonight that I'm standing on. I'm standing on the rock of ages tonight. The King of Glory tonight. It's what is thus saith the Word of God. It's in His book tonight. Amen. Blessed be His holy name. Amen. Confidence. Hallelujah. That's the most wonderful thing in the world. It used to be when I was growing up, coming up in the church, you know, you would often hear Brother so-and-so and Sister so-and-so say, I've got confidence in you. Amen. Amen. They've even told it to me one or two times. Amen. I don't know what got into them, but they did. They haven't said it much lately, but that's all right. Amen. Because, see, my confidence is not in you either. Amen. My confidence is in God. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, as old timers will say, have you got the victory? Amen. I've got confidence in you, brother. I've got confidence in you, sister. But I'll tell you, if we never open our mouths in the house of God, we never worship God in spirit and in truth, I'll tell you what, we're not giving anybody anything to have any confidence in us. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Preach with me a little bit tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe it's another 2 years before I get behind this pulpit. You can't never tell. Hallelujah. 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 the Lord. Now, when the service got over there in Psalm 62, here's where I really want to be at. In fact, you want to turn there, I'll be in there for a little bit. But you know, in Psalm 62, David here is a psalm of confidence. Amen. God, David's got confidence in God. David knows what it is to have afflictions. David knows what it is to be in trouble. David knows what it is to have somebody looking out, running for him and trying to take his life. David knows all these things. Amen. And I'll tell you what, when he pens over here in Psalms 62, I'll tell you what, amen, he's penning something in Psalm 62 that every child of God can stand on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah to his name. Because troubles is going to come, afflictions are going to come, oppression is going to come, opposition is going to come, it's going to come. That's just as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, you're going to face these things. Hallelujah. And you better know in whom you believe. You better know on what foundation you're standing on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just felt a little freed from Bobbio land. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better know. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. David is saying over here that every believer who trusts in God should be able to say, amen, I'm not going to allow my troubles, I'm not going to allow my crises, I'm not going to allow my suffering to shake my confidence in God. Amen. I've often said that our situations and our circumstances shouldn't dictate our feelings, but sometimes they do. Now, Luella's going to kill me when I get home because I'm going to say something just a minute. Amen. You say, brother, you're not a very smart man. No, you're going to get killed when you get home if you say something. But I'm just trying to make a point. Amen. Now, and so Tess was asking her this morning. I said, this is how you feel, you know. She said, feel like being run over by a Mack truck. Amen. I said, get behind the wheel of the truck. Amen. If you feel like you're being run over by it, you get behind the wheel. Amen. You'll never get run over if you get behind the wheel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. David says over there in that Psalm 62:2, he said, he only is my rock. Hallelujah. All other foundations, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. There's only one rock, and that's Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. He said, he is my rock and is my salvation. He is my defense. In other words, he's my high place. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got a high place tonight. Amen. Glory to God. He hides me sometimes in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. As a high place. And sometimes he puts me out of the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah to his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a high place tonight in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you better know it because the storms are coming. Amen. Stand by for heavy rolls, for the ship is about to turn to come about. Amen. That's what we used to say when I was in the Coast Guard. And we bowed, and I told you before, we bowed on Ocean Station. And the waves would be so big. And that ship was just rolling back and forth. And every time we got ready to search out, they wanted to turn the ship around. And you down on the mess deck trying to hold that tray. Amen. But they'll come across. They'll give you a little bit of warning. Stand by for heavy rolls. For the ship is coming about. You knew right then you better brace yourself. Amen. But there's times I walk down that passageway and I walk those side of the bulkhead. Well, Mike, you know a little bit about it. Amen. There's some rough times out there. Hallelujah. And that's some rough times ahead for the church. Amen. We're not through yet. We've not entered into the portal of glory not yet. Amen. You better know who your confidence is in. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight I just feel like the songwriter. When he said this here, he said, glory, hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Glory to his name. Anchored in Jehovah. Oh, blessed be his name. In his love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in him confiding. Though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved, because it's on the rock of ages. I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree, and I'm planted by the water, and I shall be moved. Amen. Hallelujah to His name. I've got my roof planted. Hallelujah. I'm like an oak tree. Amen. And they're going down deep. Let the storms come. Amen. I know sometimes when you look at those old trees, especially that prevailing southwest wind, you see how it's affected those trees. Amen. But I'll tell you, the tree may be affected, but it's still standing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I may not be too pretty walking into the streets of glory. I may have a few battle scars on me, but I'll tell you, I'm going into the streets of glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to His name. Why? Because my confidence is in God. My confidence is in God. I never preached this message before. You know that? And then this is the first time that I preach right. This is fresh right off the press. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm giving you just the way the Lord gave it to me. Amen. Hold on. You may need to put your seatbelt on. You may need to put some steel toe shoes on. I don't know what you're going to need before this night's over with. Amen. But I'll tell you what. The psalmist can say, because God was not only his deliverer, but his salvation and his strength. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. I'm glad tonight that God is my salvation and He is my strength. Amen. David knew that there was times he could say there was anxiety, other things that threatened him, but he was determined to commit himself to the Lord in earnest prayer. Amen. We just came through a prayer conference. Amen. Amen. We just came through a prayer conference, and I know that some say, I know how to pray. No, you don't. No, you don't. Some of you could pray yourself out of a wet paper bag. Amen. If you don't believe me, why do you call everybody in the world? Amen. Call the preacher every time. Call the deacon every time. Call somebody. Come pray for me. Amen. Amen. You better be able to pray your own way out of a wet paper bag, because there come a time your cell phone, you may not have enough little, what do they call them, I think, them bars. And I'm not talking about them other bars. These are little things stick up and down. You may not get a good connection. Amen. Matter of fact, you may not have paid your cell phone bill and they'll cut you off. I got a notice today. I'm behind. Amen. We're trying to blame it on the mail crowd down here that they lost some of our mail, but I don't know. That could be true. Amen. But I'll tell you what. David committed himself to earnest prayer. He knew that he had to have a connection. Amen. And you've got to be in tune with God. Amen. That relationship has got to be in tune with God. Amen. It's on a daily basis. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, but I come but David went before the Lord with earnest prayer. Brother Bishop Smith talked about that during a prayer conference. You need to be truthful to God. Some of you in this house is the biggest liars that ever walked and claim to be a Christian. Now you say, brother, how can you say such a thing? Yes, I can. And I can prove it too. Don't push me back. Don't push me up against the wall. Because you're just as weak as can be. Amen. Unless you're strong and you're powerful, amen, and prayed up and packed up and ready to go, you're not going to go. Amen. In the rapture. I hate to say it, but that's true. Lord, help us. Well, I'm taking inventory myself. I'm talking about Anthony, too. Amen. I want to be ready. Amen. I'm running for my life tonight. Amen. I'm running with everything that is within me. Every strength that I got. Hallelujah. Sometimes I get so weak running and turning. Amen. Turning from temptation here. Turning from temptation over there. They're everywhere you go. Amen. And you better be prayed up in God. Hallelujah. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to lose your victory. And if you lose your victory, amen, you're going to be left behind. Left behind. That's going to be a sad thing. It's going to be a sad thing in the Pentecostal Holy Church in Arkansas Island and be left behind. Amen. Some have already left this church and gone on to be with the Lord and begin to receive their reward. Amen. Thank God for them, and I look forward to seeing them someday. Amen.
I know all of us want to fail, but all of us are not ready. We need to get ready. And tonight, we need to get ready. There's people in this church that are lost without God. That's a sad state. That's a sad state. Amen. And before this night's over, I'm going to do everything I can. Amen. To get this altar full and get people prayed up, packed up, ready to go. Amen. Some of you, I may grab a hold of you. I don't know. You better be careful. If I come down from this pulpit, you better look out. You don't know where I'm heading at. Amen. Let me tell you, I believe in that. I believe in that going to people. You're looking at a man that somebody went to him on April the 7th, 1976, after the 9 o'clock hour, and reached out his hand. And when he reached out his hands, the tears began to fall. Amen. That's all I needed. I needed a little help. Amen. I ain't had much help since then. Amen. The Lord's helped me ever since then. But I'll tell you what, He helped coach me along the way. And I'll tell you what, I left tear stains from the back of the pew right on up here to the front of the pew. Amen. I left tear stains in the ground, on the ground. Amen. I'll tell you what, I can point you to the day. I can point you to the hour. I can point you to the sermon he preached. I can tell you who preached it. Amen. You know why? Because I got saved. Amen. I got saved. And when you get saved, amen, you know you got saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've had preachers tell me I'm saved, and I know I'm saved. That was the biggest lie ever come right out of the pits of hell. Amen. They backslid on the wife. Luella knows all about it. Amen. And he backslid on his wife. He was going to Mexico, probably running out with every Mexican down there. Amen. You can't believe everything you hear. I'm telling you now. Amen. Some he never been anywhere. Some he know the thing you hear is what you hear in this church. But I'll tell you, some of us has been somewhere. Amen. I know what it is to be down in Alabama. I know what it is to be in Texas. Amen. I drove 180 miles on Sunday. Amen. There were churches all around me. But I drove 180 miles, Brother Rice. Amen. But we're probably pretty close. You're probably pretty close to me. Amen. But I drove it every Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes on Wednesday night, sometimes on revival meetings. Amen. Because I wasn't satisfied. Can't be satisfied with everything. Amen. But I'll tell you what. When that woman got ready to play that piano. Amen. Well, you'll remember it. I'll tell you, just as I've had these people in Texas, they can sing. They got the most beautiful voices that I've ever seen. Nikki Gillis wasn't too far from where I live, but I know Walt Benny's place. Amen. I want you to know that. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what, her mother got on that piano and she started playing. Amen. And I said, Rhonda, I believe that was her name. I know who else. I'll tell you what she was. But well, you're talking about a woman can sing. Amen. You all can sing, but she can sing. Amen. She can sing. Amen. And when she got up and she began to sing, hallelujah, that was a connection, mate. Hallelujah. Amen. You said, I got confidence in that. Amen. I'm going to tell you why. Because that was such an anointing. Hallelujah. Her mother got up from that piano. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost struck her. And she started running around that church. Amen. In the fire pail. Hallelujah to his name. That's what happened in the house of God. Amen. House of God is not a dead house. It's a live house. We're alive in Christ. Amen. I see her right now running. Amen. She never got hurt either. Amen. And sitting around up shouting just as hard as she can shout. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, that was some beautiful singing. Hallelujah. To his name. That was Church of God, by the way. Amen. It wasn't Pentecostal Holy Church. Praise the Lord. But David knew. Amen. Paul knew a little bit about prayer and everything else. Paul had confidence in God. Amen. He had an experience with God. Amen. I've had an experience with God. You've had an experience with God. Brother Craig, mine wasn't quite as dramatic as the Apostle Paul's was. But it was just as real. It was just as real. So I know what happened to me. I know what happened to me that night that the Lord saved me. I got up, I was a changed man. Former things had passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. I wept my way to salvation, tears streaming down my face. Amen. I thought I was a big man. Amen. But I'll tell you what. When the Lord got me back down on that back pew, and He got me there, and I couldn't move my feet. Amen. I had reached a crossroad. He said, "Now, son," He said, "the now or never for you." Amen. "It's too many times I brought you to this church. It's too many times I've dealt with your heart." Amen. I tell you what, there's going to come a time when God's grace is going to run out for some people. Amen. When God keeps dealing with your heart and keeps dealing with your heart, and amen, and you keep pushing Him away and keep pushing Him away and everything, there's going to come a time when you harden your heart. Amen. You ask Pharaoh if you can harden your heart. Ask Pharaoh what happens if you harden your heart against God. Hallelujah. The plagues of judgment of God will come upon you. Amen. And that's what happened. And I'll tell you what, but when I got up, the Lord set me free. Hallelujah. And I have been in bondage since. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why? Men have disappointed me. Women have disappointed me. People in general, have disappointed me. And I'm sure I have disappointed others as well. I'm sure I have. That's the reason you can't put your confidence in me. I can't put my confidence in you. You better put your confidence in God. And I better put my confidence in God. But I want to see some God in you, and I want you to see some God in me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be humble. Ask earnestly. Amen. You need to be truthful with God. Just like the bishop said. You've got to be truthful with God. God knows your heart. He knows my heart. You know, the times we will try to bargain with God. Amen. God, just let this happen and I'll do this. God, let this happen and I'll do that. You look at the man that's probably made more excuses than Moses and runs just as hard as Jonah. It's sad. The Lord is bringing me to a place. It's been a long time trying to get where I need to get. But it's a coming. I can see it. Amen. I know what God's got in store. Hallelujah. Amen. By the grace of God, we're going to follow it through. Amen. Lord, be my helper. Praise the Lord. Confidence in God. He said, be careful for nothing. You know why? We can do all things through Christ. He strengtheneth us. Amen. Strengtheneth me, He strengtheneth you. Amen. Now, I couldn't tell Brother Stacy no after I picked on Sister Arlene for so long. I couldn't say no. And I can't say no anymore. I don't know the word no anymore. All I know, Lord, I'll try to do the best that I can by the grace of God. That's all I know. Lord, it's just me and you. There's only room for two on the Jericho Road. Amen. I want to get into seven things right quick-like, and I want to do it quickly in passing to try to help us tonight. Amen. About putting our confidence in God, we need to listen to Christ. We need to listen to Christ. We need to listen to Him in the form of Him being our teacher. And if we do, He will instruct us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How do you know that He will? Because I know there's a story in Luke chapter 10, along about verse 39. There's about two sisters there, Martha and Mary. Amen. Jesus has come to visit with them. Martha, being who she is, and with a special guest coming to your house, you want everything just right. I know you women do. Amen. You want everything perfect when you got a special guest coming. Martha was no different. She wanted everything just right. But Mary was a little different because she had her priorities in a different perspective. She wanted to spend time at Jesus' feet. Martha's in there trying to get the dinner ready. She's got the roast in the oven. She's trying to make up the bread. Or she may even have that in the oven that's about to burn. She's got more hands. She needs to be an octopus. You know how women are. You know how it is when you're trying to prepare. Amen. You're rushing to and fro. Some things are burning. Some things not. Some things taste good. Some things won't. That's the way it is. And Martha, she's cumbered about with much service. And we all get that way sometimes. Cumbered about with much service. You can get so much on you, sometimes it'll drain you dry. It'll zap it right out of you. It will. Well, a little bit in. That's really light work. Many hands make light work. Amen. Probably you all ain't had it this week. There's only been a few of you. Been back there. But it's been a lot of work. But many hands would have made light work. Amen. Martha gets to the place and she goes to the Lord. She came to Him and she said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Do we feel like that sometimes? You know we do. Oh yeah, sometimes you feel like you're the only one. Be it her, therefore, that she helped me. Where'd you go tell her? Go tell her. Come help me. I need some help. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. Martha, you're anxious over a lot of things. And you're troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. Martha, you got everything else in order. You got all that down pat. You're a good cook. You're a good sister. You're good in everything else. But your priorities are not in the right place. And He says unto her, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I want you to know something tonight. There's only one person that can move you from the feet of Jesus, and that's you. Amen. Other people may want you to do a lot of things, but you're going to have to say no. Push them aside. I've got to get to the feet of the Master one more time. One more time, Lord. Lord, it's me again in need of prayer. Lord, it's me again. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm facing some situations in my life that are death-threatening. And Lord, I just need to get to your feet one more time. One more time, Jesus. I know how it feels to be there, and I've been there before. But Jesus, I need to get that one more time. Some of us need to get that one more time. We know how it feels to be there at His feet. And our tears washing His feet. Weeping with a burden on our heart. Amen. Because see, our confidence is in God. It's Him where we go weep at. It's Him we go and pour our heart and soul out. And the tears just stream down our cheeks. In our secret places where nobody knows where we're at. In our closet. In our quiet time. Tears streaming down our cheeks. Nobody sees them. But God sees them. Because tears is in a language that only God understands. Amen. He's got confidence in you too. Because see, you've come to Him. He's got confidence in you. Hallelujah. And when you get down at His feet, you stay there at His feet. You stay at His feet until you get what you need from God. Amen. The Bible says that signs and wonders will follow the believers. You look around in the church, there's not a whole lot of gifts operating in the church nowadays. It's pitiful. I'm just as bad as anybody. But we need the gifts of the Spirit operating in the church. We need the gifts of healing. We need the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We need the gifts of all these other things. These nine other gifts. We need them all. I've got to make that number. We need them all. But you need the gift of discernment too. You need to know the ability to discern the Spirit. Amen. You better know what's up, God. Because you'll be swept right off your feet. And I'll tell you what, when the river is flooded. Hey, if you've ever seen a river flood, like I have, Luella and myself, we moved into Memphis, had the worst flood they had down in 100 years, and they had the worst hurricane. I reckon they were glad when I got out of there, I reckon. Because everything they had was about the worst they've had in 77 years or so. And we got there, and they had the worst hurricane. Frederick came up. Amen, Almeida. Frederick came up and tore the Gulf Coast up and tore them big trees down in Demopolis, Alabama. But I tell you what, I seen that river overflow. When I used, my station was located right by a lock, and I had to, they dropped me about almost 70 feet to get on the other side, to go down river. But when that river overflowed, I could take that Coast Guard cutter and I'd go right across that lock and down. Amen. Water scattered all over everywhere. Amen. No obstruction at all. Now, I want that in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want those kind of floods in the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, in the physical, I don't want them. Because I tell you what, you can go downstream, but you got to turn around. And you got to try to get back to where you started from. You'll go down a lot quicker than you'll come back up. I'm going to tell you, that 671 are roaring, doing everything she could. And I sat down and watched that same tree. For a long time, I said, I don't think I'll ever make it. But ever, just a little bit of time, I finally nudged my way back. Amen. You can't swim against the flood. You got to go with it. That's the reason when you're out there in the surf, and they tell you that when the riptides are coming, you can't swim against the riptides. You got to go with it. You swim parallel to the beach. Preacher, I know you won't be there because you don't like water. Amen. I know Brother Stacy won't be there. You know? You got to swim with it. But people drown trying to swim against it. Because they get, and you can't swim against it. Amen. But I'm telling you, stay at his feet until you get what you need from God. Amen. Listen to him. He's our teacher. He's our instructor. Listen to him. He's our captain. And we shall have victory through him. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed, in other words, confessed, a good profession, confession, before many witnesses. We got victory tonight in Jesus. We got victory in Jesus. We need to listen to him as our guide, for he will lead us safely. Amen. Matthew 28:19-20 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's our elder brother, by the way. All power has been given to him. All power. Hallelujah. Say all power. Amen. All power has been given unto him. Hallelujah. And then he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will teach us. He will be our captain. And I tell you, we ought to join the songwriter and say, where he leads, I will follow. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But listen to him as our lover. We shall be jealous for him. For he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. That's two kinds of jealousies. And let me read them to you. There's a bad jealousy and there's a good jealousy. You didn't know that, did you? You do now. I didn't know until I read it earlier today. Amen. The bad jealousy is this. Bad jealousy is the bad sense is envy. Feeling of resentment or hate. That's a bad jealousy. But let me read you a good jealousy. In the good sense, is the desire a person has for the well-being of someone they love. Hallelujah. It's a desire so strong it demands our faithfulness. Hallelujah. God help us to be jealous over him. Hallelujah. He is our lover tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he goes on and says, listen to him as our Lord. We shall render service to him. He said in John 13, he said, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash on another's feet, one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. Amen. There is service. Amen. Listen to him as our helper. We shall be upheld by him. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee." Hallelujah. "With the right hand of my righteousness." Praise God. He will uphold us. Hallelujah. By his right hand. Listen to him as our shepherd. "We shall follow him. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Hallelujah. I like to hear the voice of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a sweet voice. Hallelujah. "Come unto me, O ye heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. "Cast your cares upon me, for I carry for you." Amen. Follow me. Follow me. Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my sheep. Three times. Peter gets a little upset. Feed my sheep. He's got some lambs out there that need to be fed. God's got some lambs. And some of you older ones in here got to help feed these lambs. Amen. Until they get them raised up a little bit. And regularly they'll be on their own. And they'll be going. All they need now, some of them just need a little coaching. Amen. And bless his my heart. You know why? Because they're going to replace me. Amen. I see a little hope at the end of the tunnel. I was trying for a Craig. I didn't see much hope. But I see hope now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope. Listen to him, Elijah. And I want to close with this here. You know what the psalmist said in 62:78? In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. My confidence is in the Lord. Is your confidence in him tonight? Stand to your feet. Amen. Praise God.